Welcome to Network 7's Mission Sunlight Chat. We are here at the ASI Southern Union Convention in 2025 at the Chattanooga Westin, where we are holding our Southern Union Convention, and we are delighted to be here. The exhibit hall is fairly quiet at the moment as we kind of look over the side of the room here beside us, but there's bound to be more folks trickling in after a really delicious lunch that we've had. And our guest today is Jesse Zwicker from Hive. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you being a part of our program.
Yeah, my pleasure to be with you guys.
Jesse, we'll talk with you a bit more about Hive and have you open our program with prayer. I just want to remind our listeners and viewers to connect with us, missionsunlight.org. Text us or call us at 1-423-855-4877, or you can email us, hello@missionsunlight.org. And whatever you do, please pray for us. We're praying for you, and we appreciate your prayers. Thank you so much for that. Jesse, again, welcome to the program, and would you begin with a word of prayer for us?
Sure. Let's pray. Dear Father, we are privileged to be able to be participants of the work that you want to do on this earth. And Lord, we pray for your guidance, for your spirit, and everybody that's listening, that that we can hear what you are wanting to teach us and what you're wanting to tell us, and that we can learn more about your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you again for being here, and I'm interested in knowing what Hive is. I want to talk a little bit about your personal testimony, but just for those of us who are tuning in or wondering what's coming, what is Hive? Just the elevator speech.
Yeah, so Hive is a community of faith-driven, high-impact entrepreneurs, okay. And we've got a community. It's a global community at this point, around just over 5,000 Adventist entrepreneurs and Christian entrepreneurs that are in that network. Yeah.
Okay, so entrepreneurs that are wanting to use their talents and their resources for the kingdom. Is that a fair way to say it?
That's right. We're trying to integrate faith into our business, and so we're not just, you know, doing church on the weekend, mm-hmm. and then doing something completely separate during the week, but really, how do we integrate the golden rule of how to treat, you know, others the way we want to be treated in our business? How do we do that with our employees? How do we do that with, how do we demonstrate God's love in the way we do business on a day-to-day basis and really be a witness that way? Yeah.
Amen. All right. Well, Jesse, you didn't wake up born yesterday and say, okay, I'm going to be an entrepreneur missionary.
Yeah.
You've had a journey. So tell us about your youth, your childhood. Where did you grow up, and what was your family experience like?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in Switzerland until I was 18 years old. I really didn't know much outside of Switzerland. It's a pretty secular context. I did go to church, but I didn't really know what to do with it. I did have my mom. She would always read mission stories to us of all these, you know, missionaries fighting against crocodiles in the jungle, you know, trying to reach people. But I didn't know what to do with that. I thought it was cool, adventurous, you know, things like that. I got into music, actually. I was heavy into drumming. I would practice probably sometimes 8 hours a day. Wow. After school and during high school time, and do concerts many of the weekends. That was my love. I wanted to be, you know, famous, you know, doing music, doing drumming, and we did all kinds of music, hip-hop, jazz, blues, funk, rock, whatever. And then I got offered this scholarship to go to Berklee College of Jazz in Boston.
Okay.
And which was like the Mecca. That's where all the musicians wanted to go there. And so I had this opportunity, so I was about to go. And that's when really the Lord intervened in my life and said, hey, I got a much better idea for you. Yeah.
Okay.
So
what was that intervention like?
Yeah, so it was the local youth pastor that said, hey, let's go to the Philippines and do this evangelistic effort, you know, campaign in the Philippines. And I had never heard the word evangelistic campaign. We didn't do evangelism in Switzerland, so I had no idea what that meant. So I said, oh, sure, let's go. Sounds like a great adventure in the Philippines.
So I want to ask a question here. maybe it sounded like you were kind of in the secular world and wouldn't likely to be attending church very much.
No.
So no. You were attending enough to connect with your youth leader.
I was going to church. I was still going to church.
Okay.
I just was not connect. I was not, in my mind, I was not in church.
Okay.
But in physically,
you were,
I
you
was
weren't
in
engaged.
Yeah.
You were present,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Disengaged.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So youth guy says, hey, let's go to Central America, South America.
Right. No, to the Philippines.
Okay,
yeah.
Philippines, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, so I was like,
I'm getting ahead of the story.
Yeah. So I go to the Philippines. We all go. And when I get there, you know, I walk into this church, and I see this big, big, like, 12-foot-wide banner. It says, Discover the Prophecies with Evangelist Jesse Zwicker, my name, and a picture of me on the thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. You know, I had these long hair. I was a drummer. I'm not about to preach a sermon. And so I go to the pastor. I'm like, what is this, you know? Kind of almost a little upset, you know, and,
right.
and so the pastor's like, hey, relax, man, you know, here, I got all these pre-written sermons, you just
read them
ahead of time, you know, read them during the day, and then in the evening, you'll do just fine.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, now I gotta pray, I gotta figure this out, I gotta study this, right?
You may be starting to think, you'll be just fine.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I sweat. And I mean, I for the first time, I had to actually really pray. I never really prayed until that moment.
All right.
And so I started praying, and God just started opening my mind to all of the stuff that I was learning, and then sharing in the evening. I mean, I got so excited about it. I started like making baptismal appeals for people to come forward and be baptized. I was not even baptized, you know. So I'm like, I asked the pastor, can I be baptized with these people? And they're like, that would look a little bit too weird for the pastor to, you know.
Right.
So anyway, so I got baptized.
So you
later.
Got engaged.
I got
with
engaged.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm like, this is so much more exciting than becoming famous and just drumming all over the world. I'm like, I can actually change lives, you know, like
sure.
I can actually do something that will have an impact on eternity,
right.
You know, and more people will be in heaven because of this, you know. So I'm like, wow, this is amazing. So when I got back home, I'm like, I want to learn to work for God for the rest of my life. And all these stories actually from my mom kind of came back, and
okay.
It's like, wow, I want to do this missionary thing. But everybody in church was telling me, hey, you got to be a pastor to work for God. Okay, the only way to work for God is to be a pastor. And it somehow disagreed with me, but I didn't know what to do. So I ended up starting to study theology until a friend of mine from Honduras calls me and says, hey, I got this property donated to me. You know, I'm all alone. Can you come and help me start this project?
Right.
And so that changed my life. So I dropped out of college, and I went over to Honduras to start this ministry in Honduras together with Jose, with my buddy.
Yeah.
We were 19 years old. He didn't even have a driver's license yet, you know. And we were just trying to, like, figure out how to do this, right?
You were young enough to not know that you couldn't do it.
That's right. That's right. And we're like, and we had all these plans. We were going to start a mission school and then a wellness center. And I'd never done a wellness center or any business for that matter, you know. And then an elementary school. We started an elementary school. And today they have 120 kids in that elementary school. And the wellness center is doing really well.
Amen.
And we got into like agriculture and trying to make it sustainable and fundraising and, you know, business development and all this stuff. And it started really opening my mind to this new world of ministry and how to do ministry in a more effective way or in a more sustainable way, with including business actually in mm-hmm. ministry, and then making it, you know, business is the way to be able to scale your impact. So you can do a ministry, you can do a donation-based ministry, but you can only do so much because
right.
donations are essentially limited. But if you do ministry with a generative base, right, where you're generating income while you're ministering to somebody, then you can scale. Essentially, you can grow according to the market, right?
Right.
And so you can suddenly scale your impact much broader, which is the essential idea in Honduras that I got that I'm like, how do we reach the whole world? And I realized it's through business.
Amen.
Yeah. So that's what
having a good strategic business plan is not a bad idea for ministry.
And it's not worldly. You know, the thing is we think oftentimes it's like, no, the greedy, the money, you know, the business people, they're all these selfish people. But actually, it doesn't have to be that way at all. You know, it's more a distortion when selfishness takes over and the way then Hollywood will picture it, you know. But really, from the Bible, the way I started reading the Bible, I started seeing, wow, business is actually a good thing, and it's a blessing, and it's meant for us to solve problems in society in a better way. And so it's really like ministering to people's needs, right?
Sure.
Any business is supposed to do that, right? So it really opened my mind to this integration of business and faith into what we do every day.
All right, now we're getting into the meat of entrepreneurship, and we're going to talk about Hive again in just a moment. I wanted you to share the Hive story, how you got from point A to point B and what you're doing now. Once again, to our viewers, our listeners, thank you for being a part of our program today. We will be back in a moment with more from Jesse Zwicker and Hive International. This is Mission Sunlight Chat.
Being a media missionary can mean many different things.
It means the love of a home at the heart of the planet, the intrepid spirit of a village, and the vibe of a great metropolis. It means camera one and camera two. It means transforming a school, orphanage, or hospital. It means fire, rain, ice, and snow. It means gifts by the dollar and by the check. It means donations that roll and donations that fly. It's a movement on a trail or down a motorway.
It means family.
All of us together.
And individually.
It's who you are or who you are becoming. And to her, it's a simple gesture that means hope. Whatever it means to you, being a media missionary means more than you might think.
Welcome back to Mission Sunlight Chat. I'm sitting here with Jesse Zwicker from Hive. Jesse, you've given us a little bit of your personal journey and finding the realization that Jesus not only is pretty cool inside in the way he makes you feel and the hope and the promises he gives you, but also there's some valuable principles in his word, which is a revelation of Jesus, of course, about how we should go about our business for him.
Yeah.
So talk to us about how you ended up coming from missionary service to entrepreneur work.
Yeah. So for me, the lessons that I learned in mission really basically built the foundation for me to realize that these same principles apply into the business world. And so after developing the wellness center and the school and the agriculture, the industry there, mm-hmm. and so forth, I started realizing, man, we can do this with any business. We can apply these same principles to any business and also see our businesses as vehicles for reaching people. So from there, I ventured out to start our first company, which was Crosslingo, where we do Christian translation services, and we did a lot of translations for, you know, the review, the Adventist Review, for 3ABN, some dubbing for Amazing Facts and things like that, and we started getting into like translating all these evangelism materials and Christian materials into all kinds of languages and not just Adventist, all denominations essentially, into Urdu and Kurdish and Turkish and all these languages, and we started building a network of translators, mm-hmm. and of Christian translators, and then but from there we saw the need of building a crowd translation software to essentially lower the cost for translating like large Christian materials like all of, like, Ellen White's writings, for instance, we were wanting to translate into all these languages, but we couldn't do that unless we used a new form of technology, which didn't exist at the time. You know, Wikipedia existed from a concept point of view, where you can translate. So anybody can write something, and somebody else reviews, and so forth. And it's like, and it's the crowd builds that Wikipedia, builds that encyclopedia.
Right.
So we applied that same principle into translation. So we created the first crowd translation software where people can go in and translate. Other people can go in and review, and so forth, and finally gets published. Anyway, so. So we built that with Langify, and ended up incorporating that into the general conference of the church, and then I got into other like all different ideas on how we could use business to really reach more people for the gospel, and then I really felt alone in this space of integrating these two worlds, because. Everybody wants to keep them separate, and it's kind of like dangerous to like start praying and doing things
but
differently.
Somebody
in the
said
boardroom.
Religion and business are one. We can't divorce them.
Exactly, we got to integrate this, you know. And but that was not the concept at the time. And so I'm like, okay, how do we preach this idea? How do we share this message of this integration with the world? And so I thought, hey, why don't we do a Christian version of Shark Tank? And so I'm like, I think Shark Tank would be a cool thing to do, you know? People would get excited about that, to pitch some ideas and have a Christian component to it. And so then we started that in 2017 in Switzerland, or in Germany. We did the conference actually in Germany. Mm-hmm. And it was just a few people. It was like 100 people showed up, you know, 40 of them pitched an idea. We had like a couple of investors there, and it was like just a start, right?
Right.
It was a really interesting tribe. I mean, it was really a new tribe of people that I had not seen, and then, well, a few years later, we felt the realization that we needed to move this idea to the U.S. The first event that we did in the U.S., suddenly we had over 1,000 entrepreneurs.
Amen.
Come to this event, and we barely did any advertising for it. It was amazing. It was like, boom! It just blew my mind, and then we got calls from all over the world. We started doing events in other parts of Europe, and then we did in Australia, and then South America, Central America. So it started just going everywhere, and so we're. Honestly, right now, even we're just trying to keep the steering wheel, you know, going in the right direction. And so we're building this community of these more high impact entrepreneurs that really are looking for a community where they can share how to do business in a better way, how to do business in a healthier way, how to do business in a more loving way, you know, and where you're not burnt out all the time, but you're really taking care of body, mind, and spirit while you're doing business, and not neglecting the family, but, you know, but really, and not neglecting your body, but really doing a holistic approach to how to do entrepreneurship, and including the spiritual component, right?
So really, aren't you saying Scripture teaches us to live holistically, and the principles you're applying are really, okay, these are things we should be doing in our daily lives. Oh, and that means part of our business, part of our ministry, whatever aspect, holistic living.
Absolutely.
And applying those principles not just to our personal daily schedule, but to our business schedule too.
That's right.
To our interactions. And
how we... You know, how we deal with our employees, right? It's really important. How we deal with our finances, how we deal with our customers, right? So all of these things are to be essentially witnessing or demonstrating really God's character of love, mm-hmm. right? Because he has demonstrated to us how he wants us to live. You know, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You know what I mean? Like, these are the Spirit. That's the Spirit.
Yep.
So if we can learn how to live these these characteristics in our business, I mean, that is the witness. That is the power that we have, and especially in a world where a holistic approach, where taking care of your body is not viewed as a spiritual discipline, you know, or is not viewed as a, you know, like for many years I bought into this idea of like, let's just do hustle, hustle, hustle. And I started getting overweight and I started like burning out, you know, and it was like, no, this is not God's plan, right? God's plan is like, he wants you to be healthy. He wants me to be healthy in our body, in our mind, in our social connections, in our social. So I learned that the quality of time that we spend in business is much more important than the quantity of time. And so like doing my morning routines, getting exercise, like actually taking care of my body, doing exercise, meditating, praying in the morning, you know, really has changed my life and has improved actually my entrepreneurial journey, you know.
Before we get any letters, when you say meditating, you mean meditating on the word and connecting with
Absolutely,
Christ.
Absolutely, yeah. It's praying, is listen. You know, I often think when we say praying, we're like talking.
Right.
But sometimes we got to listen too,
yes.
You know. And
yes.
So meditating on concepts from the Bible that God has shared with us and listening to what he is telling us is part of that as well. And that to me really is at least 50% of business success even, right? So building that kind of a community where we can be vulnerable and we can share not only what's going well, but also what's not going well and how do we fix it, you know, and having like a peer group of people that are helping each other understand and develop their businesses and their challenges is a really important piece, and we don't have that in a Christian Adventist context.
So Hive is really not just about entrepreneurs who are looking for ways that they can do resources. They're also looking for ways to provide resources, not necessarily just starting up businesses or even saying, hey, you should be having good ethics with your business. But here's some tools of how you can apply Christian ethics to how you're practicing. Is that fair to say?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Some tools.
How to do it, how to do it well. It's connecting amongst themselves. It's also really empowering the next generation is part of that, right?
Yeah,
is investing into startups.
And Jesse, you've got a lot of youth and young adults who are coming to these conferences. These are young adults who really are trying to find out the best way to put their best foot forward in business.
That's right. And this is the key, you know. A lot of young people are coming out, they're going through our universities and so forth, but they get this idea that if they go into business, basically they're on their own and they're doing their own thing. And it's almost like, how much money can I make? And we're basically saying, hey, if you really want to be like more successful, then it's better for you to integrate what your entrepreneurial visions are with what God's mission is.
Amen.
And we connect them with very successful Christian business people where they can get mentored as well in their journey. They can get some funding or they can get some mentorship, you know. And so a lot of the successful business owners really want to support some of these young guys that have a lot of potential that can really, you know, take the ideas that they haven't been able to do themselves and go to the next level. So they really want to reinvest into the next generation. So I really appreciate that. I like that. It's a spirit of generosity, of love, and at the same time of this trust and confidentiality,
right,
at the same time. And that's really key for success, you know. And who did not want a wealthy guy that is really smart and a deep Christian to come and say, hey, I'm going to help you. I'm going to make you successful. You know, I'm going to help you get moving and use your talents, not just for money, but for impact and for the spiritual benefit of society.
It's a biblical principle, discipleship. Yeah.
That's
teaching,
right,
and sharing and making another and another and another. The ripple. And if we can make further Christian business people, Christian faith-based working, toward sharing their faith in business and sharing their faith to clients and whomever they come in contact with, then we grow for the kingdom.
Amen.
It's not just about financial growth for this secular place we live on,
yeah,
but growth for the kingdom. Jesse Zwicker with Hive, thank you so much for joining me. We're going to come back with some closing thoughts, but first, thank you for listening and watching today. Remember, you can connect with us at 1-423-855-4877. It's a great place to text us. We love to hear from you. We love to hear your guest ideas, your prayer requests, and just let us know what you think of the program and that you're there. It's very encouraging for us to hear from you. One more thing I want to remind you, missionsunlight.org is a place where you can learn all things Mission Sunlight. And you can also take an opportunity to click donate and give to keep our podcast going. If you've been blessed by it, remember to share the program, click the share button, and let someone else know that you're watching and enjoying it and that they too can watch and enjoy. Thank you so much. We'll be back with more Mission Sunlight Chat.
Our salvation is a day-to-day matter, isn't it?
The real principle of the Sabbath is reconnecting ourselves with the Creator.
We must learn to abide in Jesus now.
We move ahead with our mission objectives, recognizing that we are serving together the Most High God.
Welcome back to Mission Sunlight Chat. We are here at the ASI Southern Union Spring 2025 Convention. Here in the exhibit hall, we have about 40 exhibitors, a really large exhibit area for our exhibitors this year. We're really thankful to have so many supporting us in the ASI community. We happen to be based in Chattanooga, Tennessee, so it's really great to have ASI coming to our backyard, if you will. We still are out on the road doing our mobile production studio. We're talking today with Jesse Zwicker from Hive International. And Jesse, just tell us briefly, what's happening next with Hive?
Yeah, so we are actually coming back to Chattanooga. We're going to be here November 5 to 7 in 2026.
Okay.
So that's going to be the large conference, the global gathering of Adventist Christian business owners.
Okay.
And then...
What if somebody who wasn't Adventist showed up?
Oh, we'd love that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're not restricting it to Adventism. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to speak to all our listenership. We have folks who are learning what Christianity is about, but they're not new in business, or maybe they're new in business and new in Christianity. I just want to know if they can connect.
No. We believe in the Bible, and all other Christians believe in the Bible. So we'd love to have everybody come.
And the way they can find out more about that is hiveinternational.org.
That's right. Hive with a Y, hiveinternational.org.
I'm going to spell that out. HYVE, hiveinternational.org.
That's right.
Yeah, very good.
So that's our next conference. We of course do smaller retreats for some high impact entrepreneurs, some investors, and then we do meetups, right? So we have a podcast as well. We have different things, resources that any entrepreneur out there can get access to and catch a vision of how to integrate faith and business. So please join us. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And Jesse, before I let you go, I just want you to speak to our audience. Perhaps there's a young entrepreneur, male or female, who is thinking, wondering. What encouraging word would you give them as they're thinking about business?
Yeah, if you are doing business, if you want to get into business, I think it's one of the best ways for us to really serve in the marketplace, like serve your employees, your customers, everybody. So get connected, find some mentors. At Hive, of course, you can find mentors. That's what they're there for. So I would say come and pitch if you have a great idea. We'd love to have you. We'd love to mentor you. We'll help you get on your feet. That's part of the purpose of Hive. So, yeah, get moving. And what everybody gets stuck on is trying to move it from paper to action. So you just don't make it perfect. Just jump out and start. That's the hardest thing. So just go out and start. and then get connected with other mentors.
Start with prayer.
That's right.
Prayer, prayer, prayer. Cover it with prayer.
Actually, even if you don't pray and you just start, it'll make you want to pray more, I'm telling you.
It'll drive you to your knees, right?
Yes.
Amen. HiveInternational.org is where they can find out more information. They can connect with you and with others. So I want to be sure that they do that. We'll put the information in the bio as well. So thank you so much, Jesse Zwicker, for joining us today.
My pleasure.
It's been a blessing. Thank you as well to our listeners and viewers who are part of our program today. We value you. We appreciate hearing from you. Thank you for your gifts, your prayers, your text, all of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's our program today. This is Mission Sunlight Chat.
This has been a Beeson Brook production in association with Network 7 Media Center. Executive producers, Christopher and Rebecca Beeson, Roddy Scarborough, Don and Nancy Van Ornum, Berlin and Wayne Starr, associate producers, Jordan and Ashley Wagner, Gary and Dina Bartle Wagner, your host today, Christopher Beeson. Director of Production and Audio Engineer, Jordan Wagner. To suggest guests, topic questions, to pray with us, or to give, visit missionsunlight.org or text us at 423-855-4877. You may write to us at Network 7 Media Center, Box 25468, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37422. This has been a production of Network 7 Media Center.